Listening Library presents Amaryllis by Craig Crist Evans. Prologue. The first time I waded into the Atlantic, Frank was there beside me, holding my hand. It was April. I had just turned 6. Frank would have been 9. Mom and Dad had taken us out of school and, loaded into Mom's green Rambler station wagon, off we went for a vacation in Florida, one big happy family. 3 days on the road, driving little country roads through the South, and when we stopped at the ocean. I remember being afraid of the water because I couldn't see the other side, but Frank was brave. He always was. On the first night out, we stayed in a motel in a small town in West Virginia. When we got up the next morning, we discovered the whole town preparing for a festival. By the time we finished breakfast, people were in the streets square dancing and climbing greased poles to win a pig and screaming at teams of men doing fire hose races. They were all dressed in Western clothes, cowboy hats and boots, and those little string ties with turquoise medallions pulled up to their throats.
"Come on, boys," Dad said. "Let's go."
Frank sat on the bed with his arms crossed on his chest, his eyes squinched together.
"I don't want to."
"Excuse me?" Dad asked angrily.
"I want to stay here and watch TV."
"We're all going," Dad said with finality, his voice sharp and hard like the edge of a knife.
I dug through my suitcase and pulled out my jeans, cowboy holster, and cap gun, and went out to the car to find my hat. When I came back...